Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Suck it. Look around the edge.
Buongiorno. I'm Fabio. And I'm very interested in what makes romance work.
The rectum is a very, very fine mucous membrane. It tears very easily.
I want to share with you my recipe for a perfect evening. An evening for two lovers.
But I am worried about doing damage to the rectum.
When I plan a date, I want to make sure that everything is perfect for us.
I can't guarantee anything.
Music is the most important thing to set the mood for the night.
Some people like it when their partner pees on their face.
When I play a special song, it's very important because it can express what I feel so perfectly.
This is abuse.
A song can speak for me when I cannot put my feelings into words.
And then you have anal sex.
I listen to a solo and I think of it well.
You go to oral sex and you're putting feces in your mouth.
When it's dark, turn on the music. I light the candles. There is no timetable for us.
That's not what you normally do with a penis.
For the fantasy that we will make come true.
Because that's what this is. This is fantasy, folks.
I'm all wet down there.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, August 17th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, assless hog riders plus a real estate agent gets all jizzy in a house and gluing a bitch's eyes shut and then covering her in KY jelly. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yeah! Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition. Yabba dabba do now.
Yabba dabba do now.
Yabba dabba do now.
Yabba dabba do now. If you fucking want yabba dabba do now.
Okay.
Poor little baby. You deserve to have AIDS.
All right, enough of that. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show back for the Tuesday edition. Kicking off the week, really, because yesterday was a best of show. Got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday today. The story was sent in by, I don't know, one of you fucktards. Didn't really provide a name here. According to the email address, it's M, and then the last name, but I'm not going to say that. So thank you very much, M, for sending this in. Now, this is a real piece of erotic fiction. This was not a listener-crafted story, and the reason why I feel that's important is because this story is very poorly written. And when I get into it, you're going to say, well, Tim, this is not real at all. And I have to say, yes, it is. Well, it's posted on Literotica, one of the largest repositories for fucking filth. I'm not going to waste your time. We're going to get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you this week's Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Yes, thank you very much, Scott. I miss Scott Fletcher. He's my voice guy. He's the announcer that you hear at the top of the show. And, you know this guy.
It's Sextastic.
And, I drove him away, like most of my listeners at one point or another, got offended by something I said or did. I think the problem was he just had a baby and I was probably talking about fucking babies or something, you know, as I do. And, I don't think he liked that, but I don't know. Anyways, Scott Fletcher, May he rest in peace. He's not dead, but I'm sure he would like it if we acted like he was dead and never mentioned him. He would probably appreciate me never using his voice on my program, but whatever. I'm cheap, and I'm not going to get another voice guy to do this shit. All right, so let's get into today's Sextastic Tuesday. This story is called Sister's Milk. All right. Dear readers, I would like to share my story with you all. I'm a little boy of age 19. My family consists of my mom, and dad. We live in a village in India. I have a married sister, age 28 now. She is living in Chennai or something, 50 kilometers from our place. Last month, my sister had given birth to a baby girl. I haven't seen the baby since it was my exam period. I had my summer vacation, and my mom asked me to go to my elder sister's house to see the baby. All right, so far so good. My sister was very beautiful after childbirth. Okay. She was very big now. She was looking plump and looking like Kate Winslet of Hollywood. It was when I went, my sister's husband was going for a business tour. Tour is inexplicably capitalized. He is unfortunate that he have to leave, and he asked me to stay with sister for 1 month so that I can help her in keeping the baby. My sister was also relieved when she saw me. Now, my hormone have started working, and I was seeing my sister in new manner. My sister had good breasts. My sister's boobs were very big that her blouse could not hold them, and utmost they were showing their cleavage. Since my sister was feeding her baby, she was having big tits, I think, is full of milk. Her boobs, I are like ripe mangoes. Poetic. Also, my sister has a very good backside, too. Her buttocks were like watermelons. While my elder sister was walking, I can see her big globs of flesh giggle under her dress. I think he meant to say jiggle. They are very big so that it can be used as pillow. Since my brother-in-law went out and I and my sister alone, I was getting bored. I told sister and she told, "Don't worry, brother, I will entertain you as you like." I can't understand her words. I know the feeling. My sister asked me if I had seen any women nude. I said, "No, sister." She told, "So you don't know anything about female anatomy and want it to be taught. Do you want to see from sister?" And I said, "Yes, sister." "Okay, I will teach you about a female's body." She told first that a female's body is like a luxury car. First, my sister removed her sari and showed her boobs, which are very well packed in her blouse. Showing her cleavage, she told, "This is front bannet of your sister. A female is rated by this part." Well, this Indian broad knows what she's talking about. Of course women are rated by their tits. Alright, she then removed the blouse, and I was seeing my own sister's breasts in her lace bra, which showed her beautiful pink nipples. My heart was pounding, and I was astonished by the size of my own sister's milk jugs. She then asked me to remove her bra hooks. My hands were shivering when I touched my sister's bra hooks. Somehow I managed to remove. Now my sexy sister turned around to show her amorous assets to her brother. Alright, this guy can't form a fucking sentence, but he uses the words amorous assets. Wow, what a sight for this brother to view his own sister's white fruits. Okay. White fruits. Now for my explaining, my sister told that these are called tits of a woman. They also call them boobs breasts. This part is equal to horn of a car. Oh, Jesus Christ. She then showed the pink nipples and said, "This is your sister's nipples, and this is where all human beings have their first breakfast." Telling that, she slowly pressed her nipples gently and small white fluid came out. She told, "It is your sister's milk, and you can have some after your lessons are over." She told, "This part is equal to the headlights of a car." You know, I wonder if women who have had breast cancer and had to have one of their tits chopped off, you know, like a mastectomy or whatever, I wonder if they cry every time that Wallflower song, "One Headlight," comes on the radio. Oh, God! Where
Where's my foam tit insert? So I don't look like a complete freak when I put on my blouse.
Alright, cancer's funny. Hey, Susan G. Komen, smile and blow me! Alright. You know what really annoys the shit out of me? And if you are a woman with breast cancer, I think you should be pissed off about this too. There's some fucking yogurt company, I don't know if it's Danone or Yoplait, but every year they donate money to breast cancer research. But what you have to do is you buy the yogurt, and then you have to take the top off, you know, that metallic foil top, and then rinse it off or whatever to get the yogurt stank off of it, and mail in as many tops as you can, and for each top the company will donate 5 cents or 10 cents or something like that. And really, that's kind of an asshole move by the Yoplait company, because they know how many containers of yogurt they're moving. Why the hell are you making breast cancer victims send in yogurt tops? It's degrading. Haven't they been through enough? Now you're making them stuff envelopes? Dicks. You are all dicks. All right, back to the story here. This story has nothing to do with breast cancer. Ooh, breast cancer porn. I need to look that up. Next week, Sextastic Tuesday. Diseased tit porn. Be on the lookout for that. All right. Yes, she asked, brother, do you know that every woman on Earth, including your mom and sister, have three under them? Three what? She then said every girl's body has three holy holes. She's saying this. She removed her skirt and then asked me to remove her panties. I removed my sister's panties with great interest. Now, for God's sakes, I was in front of a fully naked grown-up woman. And then in parentheses, he wrote, ripe woman. She's a little stinky. That too, my own sister. I can't believe my eyes. What a beauty, ? Sister was big and huge. She had the best ass and boobs in the world. Now sister sat in bed and opened her legs wide enough to show me every detail of her anatomy. All right, I'm going to fast forward here because otherwise I'd blow my fucking brains out reading this shit. So now apparently we're to the breakfast portion of the story. They're getting ready to eat. I was amazed to see that my sister was having food on her. She was serving her brother on herself. So my birthday feast was in front of me. Oh, apparently it's his birthday. Sister, without hesitation, take your food, brother. Come on, sister, brother. Her name is Charles, but her name is Lance. All right, where are we at here? First, there were two breads on the two tit mounds of sister. I took and asked sister, where is the jam for my bread? Sister told me, please take it from your sister's asshole. Ew. I slowly ran my fingers inside my sister's asshole. It took enough jam mixed with my sister's yellow shit. What? You've got to be kidding me. All right. I slowly ran my fingers inside my sister's asshole and took enough jam mixed with my sister's yellow shit and spread on the bread and started eating. Then there lay cornflakes on her milky white belly. I asked sister, where is milk for it? Sister asked to pump her breasts. I slowly pressed her milky tits. My sister's milk started to ooze as I placed my hand on it. Okay. Then I soaked the Kellogg's with enough of my sister's milk and began eating it. When I finished food, I was thirsty and in need of water. Sister asked me to go down and face her water hole. When she started to piss, water of my sister came as if it was from the tap, and it hit my mouth and I drank with full pleasure. After, I needed a banana, and sister was having it opened and inside her vagina. I plucked and ate it. All day, I and sister was nude. We both were sleeping, and my bro-in-law came of a sudden from his tour. He scolded my sister for doing this. He then challenged me. If I was able to win my sister, then I can have her nude with me for one more week. It's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. The battle was for conquering my sister's buttocks. Both I and my brother-in-law were ready with our guns set ready to invade my sister's ass. My sister's husband gave me my sister's asshole for the battle. The battle. You don't remember reading about the Battle of Fort Rectum in history class? Very important fight in the Civil War. It's when the North really started penetrating the South. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. All right, first I kissed my sister's asshole, and then I touched and worshipped it before my attack. Then, placing some saliva on her anus, I entered the back door of my sister. She screamed like anything, and I started to explore the depths of my sister with my chewel. Also, my sister's husband was pounding her. Both our pricks were inside my sister with only a sheath dividing them. We were both splitting my sister in two. She was screaming, "Don't kill me, bastards!" I was not tired. I was still continuing boring my sister, hoping that I could hit gold somewhere under her ass. Brown gold. At last, my brother-in-law came, and his penis came out of my sister, while I was still exploring the depths of my sister's anus. After 10 minutes, I came inside her, and she was having her orgasm, and she took me in her arms and said, "You won your sister's ass, dear brother." So now my brother-in-law gave me permission for us to be nude for one whole week. The end. It's not really the end of the story, but I can't take any more of it. I will tell you this, though. By the end of the story, Mom gets involved. And there's a great line here. Mom opened her motherly womb and showed me.
Crazy ethnic people!
That is your Sextastic Tuesday for August 17th, 2010. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. Do you like to cum your face off so hard? I know I do. But let's face it, a standard dry jerk-off is so 2008. Get with the fucking times and get a super head honcho masturbator. It feels just like a pussy mouth. It gonna make your dicky hard. But unlike a pussy, it's not gonna get all clingy and want to talk about its feelings after you blow your wad. Sue Johansson gave the super head honcho masturbator the coveted sex toy of the year award, I guess. For $28, you can't beat that price. But you're not gonna have to pay $28 because Distorted View listeners are getting an amazing deal. Just use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout over there at AdamandEve.com. You're going to get 50% off just about any item. So that $28 Superhead Honcho Masturbator is now only $14. $14! And you got the best fucking blowjob ever, according to an old woman who I'm pretty sure does not have a penis. I'm sure she's done her research, though. Ladies, of course, there's products for you. The Wet Wabbit Vibrator, the Basics Jelly Egg Vibrator, dildos, movies, lingerie, lubes, lotion, condoms. If it's adult in nature, chances are AdamandEve.com has it, and you can get 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK. Just type that in the little coupon code section, and you'll automatically see the new price reflected. You're also going to get free shipping. So there's no hidden charges. You're going to get 3 free adult DVDs and a special gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at AdamandEve.com. There's a link on the show notes today. Thank you very much to our fine sponsors over there. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. While you have your wallets out, why not sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. Every week we do bonus episodes, extended shows, video cash. You got an idea of what we do, because yesterday I posted a Sideshow exclusive program for everyone to listen to as a best of. It was a weekend show. It's just like, you know, a normal episode of DV. You get more DV when you sign up for the Sideshow. Plus, there's other exclusive content like Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday. We do video cast. The entire archive of programs is up there. A lot of great stuff. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Minneapolis, Minnesota, or around that area. Adam Boonge, an attorney, and his wife, Sarah Boonge, a Lutheran pastor, but she's a woman, put their Maple Grove home up for sale and headed off to London this year for a 4-month work holiday. While they were gone, they allege in a lawsuit filed last week, their real estate agent, used their house and possessions for unauthorized sexual escapades, staining their sheets, their couch, carpet, and other surfaces. He really did a number on their belongings, jizz-wise, jizzly speaking. Coldwell banker Burnett spent more than, what? I guess that's the name of the company, Coldwell Banker Burnett. Spent more than $7,000 to clean the home and replace sullied furniture, sheets, towels in the couple's robes, and her negligee. Jesus Christ, dude. But the family says they were repulsed by the intrusion and can't stay there anymore. It feels like we have been violated in every sense of the word, said Adam. The suit also alleges that the agent, Stephen Curtis Scar, or someone on his behalf, accessed credit card information on the Boonge's home computer and bought things online. Scar denies the suit's allegation, according to his attorney, Francis Rondani. Caldwell terminated Scar over the allegation, said Pat Ginsback, a group leader with the agency and Scar's former supervisor. And just a week ago, the State Commerce Department revoked Scar's real estate license, saying he engaged in non-real estate-related activities for over 4 hours without permission. He's a gooner. Knowledge or consent of the homeowner, resulting in various repair and replacement costs. Semen does a lot of damage. Scar waived his right to a hearing, according to a department memorandum. Boonge said he first learned of a problem when his next-door neighbor emailed him in England, saying there was some weird stuff going on at our home the night before. A group of neighbors had noticed a bedroom light on and knocked on the door to investigate. Scar answered and explained that he was cleaning for an open house the next day and would be gone in 15 minutes. Scar left the house with another man.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Also, try to make sure you don't get semen stains on the urn that's sitting on the mantle. Just disrespectful. With Boonge's permission, a neighbor and one of Boonge's relatives entered the house the next day and found the mess, which they reported to him. He called Caldwell's Ginsback, who drove to the house with her husband. Ginsback said that in 35 years in real estate, she'd never seen anything like it. A brown leather sofa, two nearby chairs, and two end tables appeared to have been recently stained or soiled. Sticky. A stairway rug was soiled as well, as were the sheets in the master bedroom. It was gross, nasty, said her husband, Marvin. Used towels were strewn around the bathroom, and an open bottle of lotion was in the kitchen. His dick cream. Maple Grove Police Captain Keith Terlinden said his department is actively investigating allegations about what went on in the house, and quote, we will not name a suspect at this time. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from the UK. It's a short one, but very stupid. A man who covered his sleeping flatmate's face with nail varnish has been jailed, okay? His victim said that she freaked out, it was a woman, and was unable to open her eyes. That's funny. Yeah, his victim said that she freaked out and was unable to open her eyes in the morning after Ian Mahoney, 32, had covered her face and hair with nail varnish. He also rubbed her down with Vicks Vapor Rub and KY Jelly. Ta-da! What a freak. He told police that it was a joke and no malice was intended. The court heard Mahoney had already admitted a charge of actual bodily harm at an earlier hearing. The court heard that Mahoney and victim Nicola Parle were guests at the home of a mutual friend when the offense happened on March 23rd. The two had been sharing a drink before Ms. Parle took two sleeping pills and retired to bed. The perfect opportunity to fuck with her. Or fuck her. Prosecutor James Tagesden told the court when she... I don't even know why I bother to say these names. They're not right. None of them are. When she woke at 6 a.m., she was unable to open her eyes and she panicked. She touched her face and hair and felt grease and other things. She managed to get to the bathroom and washed her face so she could open her eyes. Then she phoned a friend to come to her assistance. Mahoney was identified as he was the only other person in the house that could have committed the assault. Mahoney of Hammersmith, London, was given a 10-month sentence. So there you go. And finally today... This is a short one from Ontario, over there in Canada. A motorcyclist caught the eye of a police officer in Ontario Sunday, not just because he was speeding, but because he was completely assless in his clothing. Yes, he wasn't wearing pants or underwear. The 40-year-old Hamilton man was clad only in a t-shirt. He had no pants on, no underwear, Acting Staff Sergeant Dave Hennick said. Oh, and no helmet as well. Hennick said that the nearly naked biker fled police. It was a high-speed chase. Lost control of his cycle, got back up and tried to continue on. He eventually tried to get away on foot, but was arrested after a brief and naked struggle. The man is facing charges including dangerous driving and flight from police. The newspaper said, police suspect alcohol may have been a factor. Possibly. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what my freaks are up to today.
Timothy Joe Pesci's smegma-covered nutsack Henson.
I'll take
How the
that.
Hell are you, sir? This is Zach from Florida. I just wanted to call and pay homage to something I think we all take for granted, sir.
Me?
All of us who commute and drive cars and drive all of our fucktarded friends around. All of us who drop our fucktarded friends off after a wonderful night of drinking or running around or trying to take over the world.
Yeah.
We all drop our friends off, we lift up a cheek or lift up a leg, and we let out that glorious fart that we've been sitting on all fucking night while we've been driving.
Oh, that's right, sure. That's great. Nice.
Hey, Tim, it's me out calling in again. Skip the first one, but listen to this one. Just calling in and just give you some feedback on the past 2 days of shows. Today is the 13th. Yesterday was the 12th. Both episodes have been wonderful, sir.
Thank you.
You've been having a wonderful show.
Thank you.
I'm not making fun of you at any way. I'm actually commenting on how you've been doing a wonderful job at what you do.
I feel like
honestly, you're... just the news stories were perfect and all the sound clips were just perfect.
Okay.
The creme of the crap on yesterday, so the side show exclusive. You almost made me gag with that gag the fag sound clip. It made me like, oh, just the noise that his mouth made whenever the cock went all the way into his mouth, it was sick.
Yes, very disgusting. Gags. Fags are gross.
Timothy James Nigger Lover Henson. It's Electro, baby.
Wow!
I'm just calling to say thanks for the wasted youth.
Well,
I've been listening
lives.
To you since I was in sixth grade, and
what?
I'm now in tenth. So,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Why am I so old? Why can't time slow down? It's only a matter of years before you guys come after me and kill me because I've instructed you to, right? Was that the retard impression? Retard laughing?
Hey, Tim, this is Invader Mike. Calling just a little bit down.
You sound
listen, man, guess what? I'm the 18th, I'm the 18th, and I will no longer be an underage listener, and I have $50 set aside for something very
nice.
Special.
Very good.
By any means, guess what that could be?
I'm going to stop your call because I'm going to say it's for the sideshow. It better be for the sideshow, and I don't want to hear anything
else.
Hey,
Tim Jagu, it's your favorite free cartoonist, Bill.
Ooh!
I just wanted to call
Bill was the gentleman who designed Distorted View's tranny logo. Very talented. Way too talented to be listening to this program.
Bill, I just wanted to call in about the Salvia thing, and I think you should try to do it on your show, but have your roommate,
videotape it.
There with you, I was listening to today's caller saying, yeah, everything goes completely gone. You will not have any sense of anything. But I think you should try to do it and see if you can continue to talk for as long as possible. Because about
keep talking.
I'd say 30 to 45 seconds in, as it starts to take effect, you'll start just spouting gibberish,
ooh.
And I think it would be hilarious. Being, you know, a listener for at least a couple years now.
Yeah, maybe I'll give that a try if I can get my mitts on some Savvy. Someone sent me some many years ago on the show, and I never got around to
hey, Tim, I know how you like stuttering audio.
I tried injecting it, and that doesn't work.
It's on a great website. It's stuttering.com, www.stuttering.com.
All right, someone send me a link to that because I can't remember that address.
Here comes Peter Cottontail.
Very good, sir.
Jagu, Timothy, embalming our
ambush.
Sexuality, Henson. I was just listening to the 13th episode, whatever, Friday 13th.
Yeah.
And that grandma getting raped, she just sounds like she's really loving it, and she loves it so much.
Well,
why does he keep raping her?
I don't.
If you were raping someone, wouldn't you stop if they were like, yeah,
yes,
and having a fun time? I don't know.
I'm doing it wrong.
She's
liking it too much.
But the point of raping for the rapist.
I mean, let's face it. She's a grandmother. She probably hasn't gotten nailed in a long time. This is exciting.
Hey there, Tim.
Exciting for her.
Hey there, Tim. It's Groundskeeper Willie.
Hello, Groundskeeper.
I was just, I opened up the paper today when I was waiting for the Chinese food, and I read that some 9-year-old kids, they went behind this quadriplegic 75-year-old pensioner. They turned off his electric wheelchair and then pushed him into traffic, like a major road from
all
a
right.
service station.
Well, he's already a quadriplegic. I mean, you can't become quadriplegic again. You can't become a double quadriplegic.
I'll make your day. He wasn't injured or killed. I know this point to him about that.
Yeah.
But he was saying, I thought it was bloody hilarious.
He's already mangled up enough.
I've been masturbating for about 4 hours now. Vagina.
All right. Okay, very good. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email the show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail. I have a burp on deck here. Voicemail, thank you. Voicemail at 480 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Poor little baby. You deserve to have a...
Subscribe via iTunes, spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. If you are a Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the big Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Sound speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. Be nailed to our wish shut your mouth. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. Be nailed to our wish shut your mouth.
I'm retarded.